Tajik Herald News. A violent repression of the ethnic and religious minority, Pamir Ismailis, has been going on for a year in Gorni Badakhshan. American experts call President Rahmon's policy towards the Pamirs as a crime against humanity, which is not stopped, could escalate into genocide. Tajikistan is the poorest republic of the Commonwealth of Independent States, where human rights defenders are under the brutal pressure of the authoritarian leader Imam Ali Rahmon, who has ruled the country for more than 30 years. During the 30 years of Imam Ali Rahmon's autocratic rule, the Pamir remained a territory where the people actively protested against the arbitrariness of the authorities. In 2012, a security agencies and the army were used to suppress protests in Korok, the center of the Gorno-Badakhshan Autonomous Region, resulting in the killing of 17 servicemen and more than 30 residents, whom the Tajik authorities called terrorists and separatists. Human rights activist Steve Swertlow described the state campaign launched by President Rahmon against Pamiri as a crime against humanity. Mary Lawler, UN Special Reporter, described the situation of human rights defenders in Tajikistan as an atmosphere of corruption and the fear of persecution after a recent visit to the country. She called on the government to treat human rights defenders as allies, not opponents. Tajik Herald News.